There seems to be some confusion regarding what took place at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Most regard it as an insurrection because of the inherent action and the violence the action displayed. But there are others, like Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, among others, who want you to leave simply a protest. Some go further by claiming any disparaging words about that day is an attempt to cancel the right to protest. Then there are the Trump followers who insist that what has been disproven numerous times is indeed factual about what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Let's just get a foundation here. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines the word insurrection as an act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. That's it. Take notice how the definition doesn't call for the presence of firearms, flaming torches, anything like that. That's important to note because the people want to deny that day the Capitol was actually an insurrection. Now think of what the purpose was for the Trump supporters that day at the U.S. Capitol. Right, to prevent the recording of the electoral vote count. So doesn't that count as a revolt against an established government? But the Trump supporters want to ignore all that. They even want to ignore that the insurrection was perpetrated by Trump supporters, hundreds of whom have been arrested. Many turned in by family members, oh by the way. Nope, they continue to insist those people you saw in the video were Black Lives Matter Antifa members wearing Trump gear. Caught this post on the Fox News Facebook page about how it's being considered to award members of the Capitol Police the Congressional Gold Medal. And just to set a fire, I posted the comment. Why? According to Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, and among other Trumpers, there was no insurrection. A fire in my comment did set. Here are some of the responses. I'm going to obviously not read them all because there were hundreds of them. But here are just a few I picked out. Demos planned and staged the BS. There was no insurrection. It was a planned event. Well done, demon rats. They were demo rats causing a diversion so they could cheat. It was a false flag event. There were no weapons found. What happened was a trap set up by the demo crazies. They are strong USA wake up. There wasn't any just trying to give out trophies for the attention of people like you. Only Bidophiles think there was an insurrection. If there had been actual insurrection, Trump would be in the White House right now. It was a riot, mostly peaceful. It was planned by Dems and Pelosi and Schumer at the head of it. You choose to ignore the facts that have been uncovered showing that January 6th was a planned event by Antifa and BLM. You realize by definition to have an insurrection, you must be armed. The officer died of natural causes. In fact, those arrested were from Democratic BLM Antifa who planned it prior to January 6th. Biden was certified because of the insurrection event at our nation's capital on January 6th, which was the day when electors were supposed to call the Senate to investigate the evidence of fraud during the 2020 election. What about law enforcement? They have to keep the narrative going. And in my response to posting the Merriam-Webster definition of insurrection, someone posted, that's definitely not the definition of insurrection. Oh, and going back to the legislation which would award the Capitol Police members with the Congressional Gold Medal, Republican Representative Louie Gohmert, along with I think it was around 11 other Republican House members, tried to have the word insurrection removed from that bill. Now here's the problem all this presents. How can a mutual understanding and respect for true priorities be reached and unity achieved with people like that?